WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky here in Atlantic, and it's currently 35 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Taking a look at the news this morning, the Red Oak Police Department reports three people were taken into custody late Thursday night on drug-related charges. Authorities say 18-year-old Mason Philip Roach and 22-year-old Devin Alexander Davis, along with 17-year-old Nicholas Brenton Schooling, all from Red Oak, were arrested in the 1400 block of North Broadway Street. Roach and Davis faced possession of marijuana charges. Schooling was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released into the custody of a parent, while Roach and Davis remain in custody on $1,000 bond each. The trio were arrested just before midnight on Thursday. The trial date in the case of an Atlantic man facing a felony charge of willful injury causing bodily injury and a serious misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury has been set. According to online court records, arraignment for 45-year-old Rex Dean McDermott is slated for November 19th, with a pretrial conference scheduled to occur on December 10th. His trial will take place January 8th in Cass County District Court. McDermott was arrested following an incident which allegedly occurred at R&B Feeds in Atlantic on October 13th. He's entered a plea of not guilty to those charges and is currently free on $6,000 bond. On October 24th, McDermott was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol in Webster County on a charge of OWI first offense and cited for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. He pled not guilty to the OWI charge and released on $1,000 bond the same day. A hearing for his initial appearance for the failure to stop citation was continued 180 days pending the outcome of the OWI case. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said charges are currently pending during an investigation into a two-vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon. Officials said Thursday vehicles driven by 16-year-old Lucas Allen Schwery of Harlan and 18-year-old Tabor Charles Anderson of Marney collided on Littlefield Drive about a mile west of Exira at around 3:45 p.m. Tuesday. Both teens were traveling east when a vehicle in front of them slowed down for a bus pulled off the roadway at the intersection. As Anderson slowed, Schwery was unable to stop in time. The vehicle he was driving rear-ended Anderson's vehicle, causing a total of $4,500 damage. No injuries were reported. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Officials with Cargill have announced the closing early next year of the company's shell egg production facility in Panora. The move means the elimination of some 55 jobs from the area. Two shift lines operate at the Panora plant, producing premium breakfast products for a variety of companies. One is expected to shut down in January, the other in March. A third shift is tasked with sanitizing the facility. In a press release, Cargill says after careful consideration, Cargill Kitchen Solutions has decided to close its hard-cooked egg facility in Panora and shift production to Big Lake, Minnesota. They said it was a hard decision to reach, especially due to the impact on their employees. The decision, however, allows Cargill Kitchen Solutions to consolidate all products that require eggshells as their raw material into one facility that can handle current and future demand. It also enables greater efficiency by focusing on production, supply chain, and quality assurance efforts in one location. A hay bale fire Thursday morning southwest of Clarinda was the result of spontaneous combustion. According to Clarinda Assistant Fire Chief Joe Moore, at around 8:30 a.m., the Clarinda Fire Department was called to 2311 Maple Street, about 5 miles southwest of town, when large round hay bales caught fire. Approximately 15 bales, valued at $1,500 altogether, were destroyed. They had been baled about 30 to 45 days prior and were stacked together Several other bales were moved from the fire area that were not damaged. The bales were owned by Wellhausen Farms. Newstime is 7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements, Anita Sophia Serby, age 72, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Funeral services for Anita Serby will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alice Blazik, age 65, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Alice Blazik will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Joyce Rocker, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joyce Rocker will be today at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Phyllis Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Phyllis Olson will be today at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Schroeder, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernice Schroeder will be on Monday at 10:30. At the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died Friday. A graveside memorial service for Zena Lyman will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carolyn Lynham, age 87, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday. Memorial services for Carolyn Lynham will be on 2 p.m. November 10th. At the Village in Indianola, Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Sophia Sherwin, age 102, of Atlantic, died this morning at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Sophia Sherwin are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Pamela K. Alexander Steffen, age 56, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Pam Steffen are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.